everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Every day He gives us as a gift. A gift that we can share with others. As we live the light of God's word, we make a difference. Remember, it would have taken 10 men living a godly life. 10 righteous men just doing what's right. Not even going about preaching, just living the life. And it would have stopped. God would not have had to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But it became totally corrupt. Only one man was righteous. One man. And God had to get him out of there. And he and his two daughters survived. Everybody else looked back or didn't leave. His wife looked back and was turned to a pillar of salt. All of his children, beside his two daughters, were destroyed in that fire. You know, his wife looked back. She was headed out. But the concern of her children, she looked back. I don't know why she looked back, but just as a mother, it's reasonable to think that the concern of her children being destroyed caused her to look back. And possibly the love of the world system. Or both. But she looked back. When you look into the Lord, everybody don't always look to the Lord. You have to look to the Lord for yourself. And then you can be a blessing to others. All of our righteousness is of God. It's not of us. The only reason I'm righteous, I was made righteous. I was born again. Being born again means that it means that I was made righteous. A man can't cause himself to be born. Nobody ever calls themselves to be born. Their parents put things in motion for them to be born. I had nothing to do with being born the first time. I was made righteous. I couldn't make myself righteous. But Jesus died for me so that I could be made righteous. And I believe on Him. When you believe on Jesus Christ, you're saying God is telling the truth and Satan and everything else is telling a lie. If it don't line up with God who's telling the truth, everything else is just a bald-faced lie. It's not God is telling the truth and Satan's telling the truth. No. God is telling the truth. Satan and his world system is lying to me. And I'm the judge. I'm judging God as being the true and living God, and the devil as being what he is, a devil. And all the masses of people that believe whatever they will that's trying to go to heaven around Christ, they're thieves and robbers. And when I believe on Jesus Christ, I'm saying that I was wrong and I deserve the punishment of hell. I know I should have went to hell. But because I believe on Jesus Christ, I changed the facts. I'm born again. I believe on Him and His righteous blood. And I'm made righteous. And now I can love everybody. And if you love people with the God kind of love, you fulfill the law. You raise the standard. See, the first witness is the daily life we live. And every day we just go about doing good. We're not doing wrong. You're a light. You're living according to the love of God before everybody. And you'll be known for being a righteous person. You'll stand out because the world system don't do that. And even the weak Christians, you remind them of what they should be. And then those who are lost, you give them hope. You show them there is a way out. God provided a great way out for you, the way of escape for you. And he's helping us out. He provided life. And when you choose life, you reject death. We do the same thing that God does. The light is good. And we receive the light. And we reject the darkness. All of it. Now, you don't feel like you reject darkness when you're tempted by it. And the reason the enemy has to tempt you is because you don't want what he's selling anymore. He has to try to find a way to entice you in, back into the world system. If you wanted the world system, there would be no need to tempt you. He wouldn't be trying to tempt you with adultery or fornication or thievery or greed or pride. You spit on those things. You don't want those anymore. Now watch this. Some people feel like they might fall. Don't fear that anymore, ever again. The Lord taught me not to fear falling. And it took stress off my life. Now this is why fear has torment. You don't have to go around being tormented by what you might do, and it has no foundation. I learned at your will you can fortify your heart against all evil, all forms of it. You don't have to wait until you're tempted and then fight. You don't have to wait till something happens and then start doing something about it. I thought of things that I thought of how I wanted my life to be, and I said, Lord, I don't want to desire these things, the wrong things anymore. I want to know that I'll always follow you. And at the time I didn't know how to do it, but Brother Charles Capps talked about confessions. And he talked about confessing what you want in your life. And I found out over time that you have to drive your life just like God. Your car will work. If a good brand new car will work, it'll take you wherever you want to go, but you got to drive it. Same thing with life. You have to do something with it. You have to drive your life. You have to command it to be what you want it to be. And never leave anything up to happenstance. Leave nothing for chance. Nothing. Let everything that you do be on purpose for God. Whatever you do, do it on purpose. Live with purpose. Do everything you do on purpose, in faith. The just shall live by his faith. Living by faith is very important. By faith, you can drive your life. You can command it to be whatever you want it to be. Now, I wanted my life, I want it to be free from all forms of darkness, all forms of sin and temptation, greed, pride, lust, envy, everything wrong. I wanted it gone. And I see a lot of things I learned later on in life. A few years ago, I realized why God had them to drive out the Canaanites. And he did it because the Canaanites were witches. They were evil. And the enemy was trying to start a stronghold that would poison the world. And the Lord put his people there, but they had to drive them out. He gave them the land instead of the Canaanites, and they were supposed to drive out all the Canaanites and not leave them there. And they drove out most of them. Well, if you drive out most of your sin, there's still some there to come back and harass your life. So I wanted to know that I could live and overcome sin in every form. Now, spiritually, we were made righteous. But we got a brand new heart with no desire to sin. And we know what sin will do to us, so we don't want it. But our mind is it takes some time for your mind to catch up with your spirit. You have to fill your heart with God's word. Now, Ray did a beautiful job teaching that in the Sunday school class. And if you go back and listen to Fresh Start 9:16, you'll hear it. It's the first file. It's labeled 1FS916, and that's Ray teaching that. How the mind don't always catch up with your spirit. You have to fill your heart with the word of God, and then you let the word get in your brain, and then it's not a problem. Now, when you begin to think like Christ, now you cooperate with Him. So that process happened for me. I was studying the word. Now, the way it works, your heart is filled with the word of God, and then you renew your mind, and then because you renew your mind, now you can live in agreement with God. Amos said, how can two walk together except they be in agreement? Jesus said it too. So we have to be in agreement with God in order to, if we really going to serve Him, we got to agree with Him. So what I did, I studied the scripture so I could agree with Him. And then I wanted all the evil thoughts and problems gone forever. So I use confessions, because we have to drive our life. And we do that by confessing the word over our lives. You can talk to your will. You can talk to your problems. You can command them to stop. And you can confess the word of God. You can command life into your life. Now, this is an example. My latest confession of faith, I say, I love God. I will do all that's in His heart. And I say it from the bottom of my heart. I will do all that's in His heart. That way, when He give me something to do, I'll quickly cooperate. And I'm conditioning my mind to be receptive to the word of God so I can quickly and promptly cooperate. And that's important, to quickly and promptly cooperate. And then I say, I hate every false way. David said that was a confession that David had thousands of years before I was ever thought about. He said, I hate every false way. So now I hate the world system. And I can say that at my will. I hate the world system. I hate how it works. I hate lust. Women are not objects. They are people, daughters of God. Men are not foolish. They are made in His image. The world system hinders them from being all they can be. And my brothers, I will not hate. I love my brothers. Everybody, my influence, I want all of my influence to suggest that you can be all that God say you can be. I want all of my influence to suggest that God, the giver of life, loves you. And He can cause you to do what you normally couldn't do. See, the first witness is just living the life of God. When you live the life of God before people, it's peculiar all by itself. It gets attention. And it's a lot of times people focus on, they try to work to not do wrong. But if you do it the way of the word, you are righteous because you believe on Jesus Christ. You are made righteous. When you live from that position, doing the right thing is something you just naturally do. You don't have to put pressure on yourself and make a big deal out of what you don't do. You love God and you resist the enemy. You can command your will to be what you want it to be by faith. And if you can't be tempted, his temptations are pointless. They have no foundation. And you can, and when you when I confess that I hate sin, I hate those things, then the way I see things adjust automatically. In other words, the easiest way I know to do this, and it works beyond, you know, it's wonderful. It works wonderful. Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. When you're regarding the heart and truth of God's word, you're going by the truth of God's word. That's what you go by. That's what you navigate with. That's what you're seeing. You're governing your life according to God's word. You're not working to do that. The Lord said, let your light shine. You're allowing life, the life of God into your life. And it's powerful. And you are endeavoring. The radio, sorry about that. My daughter's music went to playing all of a sudden. Anyway, which is wonderful. It's the word too. The word of God is in us. And we receive it in our heart. We live from the heart. When we live from the heart, the word of God is in our heart. We're making our decisions by God's word. And it causes us to see things as they are. Now, temptation looks like a temptation and not a benefit. But without the word, and remember, everything that's spoken sounds good from a certain point of view. But when you're anchored into the word of God, when that's what you're governing your life by, it causes you to see. It's light, so you can see darkness for what it is. When there's no light, where there's no vision, people perish. Where there's no light, darkness, it can look good. But it's wrong. It's hurtful. It's always hurtful. And it's always hateful. So the way you fulfill the law, the demands of the law, is to live by love. Love everybody with the God kind of love. And then it's impossible to sin. Impossible. You can't do somebody wrong if you love them. You have to hate them first. You have to be unconcerned with what happens to them. If you lust on a person, they are an object. You're using them to gratify you. And you can't be... A greedy person can't be satisfied. It's impossible for a greedy person to ever be satisfied. They can't ever have enough. Ever. It's a dead way of life. No, it's not life. It's a dead way of existence. A dead way of existence. To be greedy, to lust, and to have pride. You're putting yourself above everybody else. And when people do that, it's a dead way of life. Now they're afraid that somebody else is going to take what they got. People that love power, they automatically get in fear. People that love greed, they don't trust anybody. And they can't care about others. But when you love people, you drive out fears. You drive out all the purposes of the world system. Now, you can say that with your own mouth that you hate those things. And you love God's word. And it is not only true, it becomes true to you. When you feel tempted, you feel like you're going to give in. And you're afraid that you might give in. And the more you confess the word, the greater things become. Everything works better. It works to all of God's word works together. And you're learning a new life. Now Jesus said that though the people of this world they're more skilled in living according to their system than the children of light are in theirs. We have to learn to live the light of God's word. I'm just showing you how powerful it really is. If there was just 10 men that did what was right, they were righteous in their endeavors, God wouldn't have had to destroy Sodom in one city and Gomorrah another city, and then the surrounding cities around it. Just 10 righteous men, people can see that this is wrong. What I'm doing is not working. If they have light, but where there's no light or no vision, people perish. They get consumed by the will of the world system, because most people don't know how to combat it. And remember, when Jesus talked about it in New Testament times, he said, if Sodom and Gomorrah heard the preaching that you hear, talking to the Jews, they would have repented in sackcloth and ashes. They would have repented, and they were the most wicked cities ever. But God knew that those people would have repented. But there was no light. There was no intercessor. And God had to judge it and destroy it. And God loved those people. He didn't hate them. But their sin, they filled up their sin, and they had to be judged. And God made a covenant with Abraham. So that meant that God would let nothing stop that covenant from happening. Even though he did this before Isaac was born. See, the covenant is the covenant. It works in the future and the past. Everything was set up. And those two nations had to be destroyed, and the surrounding cities, because they didn't have 10 righteous men. They consumed every effort. Everything that God put in place to protect that city, they consumed it with evil. Now, men of God that look into the world and start operating in the world, they can be consumed by the world system. And they are no good to God. They're no good for their purpose. They betray their anointing, and they betray everybody. So you have to watch out for being greedy, lustful, or proud. These three things is the world system. You can't allow it in your life. But you're not righteous. Not doing something don't make you righteous. Not doing wrong don't make you righteous. The blood of Jesus is why we're righteous. And when we live from the Word of God, we do wonderful things, because we were made righteous. I don't do good, I don't preach, and I don't teach, and I don't work miracles. If God ever work a miracle through my hands, or through the anointing that he's given, or, you know, you can preach a message and God will work miracles in people's lives. That don't make me righteous. Even though it's a blessing, the only reason I'm righteous is because of the blood of Jesus. I was washed in the blood. And from there, I can build my life. And that's the foundation that everything is standing on. God is good, folks. I'm just doing my duty and assignment. I'm being faithful because I was made righteous. And I'm not being faithful to earn God's favor. Even though you have God's favor when you do right. But there's a need. People need to hear God's word. I'm just doing my job. And I thank God for every opportunity. Every day is a gift. I get another chance to minister God's word by the website and by radio. I thank God for it. Every chance I get. I'm going to be so happy when the rapture comes. But I'm not in a hurry. because every day is a gift. Now, the first witness is the daily life we live, just living the life of God because we've been made righteous. That's the first witness. The second witness is your testimony, what God did in your life for you. And the third witness is what I'm doing now, ministering the word of God. Singing songs of Zion is the third witness. Preaching the word, teaching the word, working the word, healing others, all that's the third witness. It's built upon the first, what God did in the first place. Never underestimate your daily routine, your daily routine. If you're living according to the word of God, if you're loving people that's unlovable, if you're doing what God would do, you're loving people just like God loves you, it's working, folks. Sometimes people privately pray because of you. They don't go and broadcast that they got saved all the time or that they started repenting. Sometimes people don't always do that. And you'll never know unless they tell you. But God knows. It's what you're doing is working. Your day, if you're just operating according to the word of God, you're effective. And if you share your testimony, and the Holy Spirit will help you do it strategically. When he prompts you, then tell him what God did for you. And if he give you a word for somebody, at the right time, give it to him. And see, sometimes people run it backwards. They try to go out and just tell everybody. You can't, that doesn't always work out. Your life is a statement. It's the first statement. And your testimony is the second statement. And then ministering is the third. And that need to be strategized by the Holy Spirit to be perfectly effective. Perfectly effective. And every day you have is another gift. With all the problems that come in it, you're going to overcome the problems by the word of God in the sight of everybody. People find out that you got problems and then you solve them scripturally, biblically. And then they have a reference of life. And we all need it because God loves us so much. We're all dear to him. Now, as we go forward in the Lord doing all these wonderful things, we grow from glory to glory. Every day is a gift. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Enjoy the gift of God's life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.